Ohio State picks new president after Ted Carter's abrupt departure. Dive brief. Ohio State University's board chose Provost Ravi Belimkanda as the public institution's new permanent leader on Thursday, less than a week after the abrupt departure of its last president. Trustees unanimously voted for Belimkanda, who joined Ohio State in January 2025, to become the university's 18th president during a special meeting. The leadership change comes after the board announced this week that former President Ted Carter resigned Saturday over an inappropriate relationship with someone seeking public resources to support her personal business. Dive insight. Ohio State Board Chair John Zeiger praised Belimkanda's record during his roughly 14-month tenure as provost and said he has the enthusiastic support of every one of our 15 trustees. He played an integral role in crafting the university's current strategic plan, and his leadership throughout the early phases of its implementation excites us about what lies ahead, Zeiger said during Thursday's meeting. Prior to joining Ohio State, Belimkanda served as provost at Emory University and the engineering dean at Duke University. In looking ahead, knowing our collective strengths, I promise you this, together, we will take on hard things that are worth doing, Belimkanda told board members and those in attendance. The speed of the board's selection of Belimkanda as the university's permanent leader led Ohio State's chapter of the American Association of University Professors to call the process hasty and undemocratic. Ohio State's system of shared governance, not to mention best practices in hiring university presidents, requires all of us having a say in the process, the group said in a statement Thursday. This rushed process has given us no time to consider or discuss the merits of Provost Belimkanda's elevation to the presidency, but we wish him well and hope for a successful presidency. In the 4 days between the announcement of Carter's departure and Belimkanda's appointment, AAUP Ohio State had called for more transparency and employee involvement in the university's next presidential pick via a single search committee with faculty, staff, and student representation. On Thursday, the group said that demand still stands. A secretive process controlled solely by the trustees will make it extraordinarily difficult for any candidate to earn the trust of the broader university community or to succeed at a time when Ohio State cannot afford another failed presidency, the group said in a petition published Tuesday. It also noted that Carter's successor will be Ohio State's third president since 2020. As of Thursday afternoon, the petition had garnered over 700 signatures in 2 days. The day before Belimkanda's appointment, the Ohio State College Republicans called for Ohio Lieutenant Governor Jim Tressel to be considered as the university's next leader, citing his experience as the president of Youngstown State University and his years coaching football at Ohio State. Belimkanda's predecessor, Carter, resigned during an emergency board meeting on Saturday. I disclosed to the Board of Trustees that I made a mistake in allowing inappropriate access to Ohio State leadership, Carter said in a Monday statement. His disclosure came after someone outside the university reported concerns to the board, according to a university spokesperson. Jobs Ohio, an economic development nonprofit, said in a Monday social media post that Carter's resignation is possibly connected to a relationship between him and the host of a podcast for veterans, which we sponsored. 2 days later, the agency shared details of a $60,000 contract it awarded to the Call Out podcast, a show geared toward active duty service members and veterans, and its host, Chrisanthe Vlachis, at Carter's recommendation. Neither Ohio State nor Carter named the person with whom he had the inappropriate relationship. Jobs Ohio agreed to pay $15,000 per episode for a 4-episode pilot from the podcast. To date, 3 episodes have not been produced following scheduling difficulties, and the 1 completed episode has since been removed. The agency said it is reviewing clawback options for the contract, which it paid in full last year. Jobs Ohio also said that Vlachis submitted a proposal for an app that would connect Ohio veterans with available jobs. It did not share financial details of the proposal but said that the Office of the Ohio State President had also received it. We conducted due diligence and decided not to move forward with any investment, Jobs Ohio said.